if he was nice.
Yeah.
If
you know, one of my granddaughters, she eats apples every time she comes. We just buy apples for her. She loves them.
My mother does that because she says my little girl doesn't get enough fruits.
How old is she?
She's three.
Three. Did you read in the paper about this little three-year-old up here at the lake?
No.
Yeah, a little three-year-old. His daddy run the lake up, run this place there, and he's always cautioned to never get on the dock, because if you fall off, you'll die. He didn't say you'll drown, yeah. You'll die. Well, he was sitting on the bank, and this little, it was in last week's paper, and I don't know exactly when it happened, a week or so ago, but this, he was playing on the bank, this particular three-year-old, and on the dock was a boy that was visiting somebody there. He fell in the water, and he ran around on the dock and reached over and got him by the hair, that laid down on the dock and got him by the hair and by hand and began to holler for help.
This was a three-year-old?
Three-year-old. And he's doing that, and he said that he was holding there and hollering for help. I don't want Joey to die. See? That's what he'd been taught. Mm-hmm. If you fall in there, you'll die. And there was some commotion out there. And so his daddy came out to the door and heard him. And he broke off down there. It was right close. And just went right on into the water and got the child and gave him and brought him back to life, all right. He was just about out. And he gave him artificial respiration and pumped him a little bit. And he was all right. And then he was telling his sister about that at the table, about he was a hero. And she's up since that second or third time. She said, I don't want to hear any more about that. But him 3 years old and saved that kid's life.
That's hard to believe that a child that young would have the presence of mind to do something like that.
Well, that was in the paper last week about that, in the Marietta Journal, on there, a three-year-old.
I wouldn't think of my three-year-old knowing to do something.
Well, now, if you had taught him and you lived that close and know he's going to play on this, play around there, and tell him, don't you get out on that dock. If you fall off in there, you'll die.
Yeah, then
he'll drown. He don't know what drown means. They have taught him to know what die means. You're gone, you see. And that was what that was his first thought.
That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
Because some adults would have panicked and not been able to do anything.
Yeah, that's right. They jumped in and grabbed him right quick. I remember we were up there after this boat that he was telling about we made. And my son and all, we were all up there. And my youngest granddaughter then, at that time she was the youngest, but it's had two, and I imagine she was about three or four, and we was there, all of us was there by the boat and all, and she standing on the dock began to look, and she kept looking until she got overbalanced, and into the water she went, and the son and I were in the boat, and boy, over that windshield he went and grabbed her out of there.
Oh,
she didn't even get strangled, you see.
She didn't have that much time in it.
Well, she wasn't in there long enough, and she knew not to breathe, you see, because she left to play in the water.
You know, sometimes I think it's amazing that children ever grow up.
That's right.
Because when I think of all the things that could happen to mine, it's overwhelming.
So many things can happen, that's right.
Oh, now if you're... Excuse me.
Now we go back.
Okay.
Put these in for different... Huh?
It's nice to get off from this sometimes because this gets a little boring.
Sometimes, but you know, something comes up like that and you think to mention it and all.
If you're pointing to a tree that's away off in the distance, you might say it's...
So far, it's so many feet or distance, I might say, try to tell yards or whatever the case may be that you think it would be.
Okay, if somebody comes to your door and is asking about somebody who lives maybe
next door or
ways
down,
down
the street,
you might say
they live further down the street.
If I tell you don't do it that way, do it
this way.
When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear exactly what he said, what do you say to him to ask him to repeat?
I didn't understand you.